Abercorn Crest. Above the lintel of a doorway into one of the museum's galleries, near to the entrance hall, sits a colourful stained glass window, representing the crest of the Abercorn family, who owned Bentley Priory between 1788 and 1863. The stained glass window is semicircular, with the arch of the semicircle at the top. It has a border of indigo blue glass. In the centre of the stained glass window is the Abercorn coat of arms, which is a shield divided into four quarters. The top left-hand quarter and bottom right-hand quarter of the shield are both red, with three simple white flowers in both quarters, symbolising good tidings. The top right and bottom left quarters are white, and each contain the black silhouette of a ship, with a sail and three oars. Circling the outside of the shield is a blue belt with two buckles. In yellow writing within the belt is the wording Sola Nobilitas Virtus, meaning virtue is the only nobility in Latin. To the left of the shield are two crowns, entwined with trailing dusky pink roses. On the right are two crowns entwined with trailing red thistles. The crowns depict four different nobilities, Viscount, Earl, Marquess and Duke. It's likely that this window relates to James Hamilton, the first Duke of Abercorn, and grandson of John James Hamilton, the first Marquess, who had bought Bentley Priory in 1788. The roses and thistles symbolise the family's link to both England and Scotland. The Abercorn family were blighted by tragedy when living at Bentley Priory. The first Marquess's first wife and first five children died before him from tuberculosis. As a result of having no surviving son, when the first Marquess died in 1818, his title passed to his seven-year-old grandson, James Hamilton. James Hamilton, second Marquess of Abercorn, moved his family to the Abercorn family home in Ireland. He later became the first Duke of Abercorn. The Duke never returned to live at Bentley Priory, and his property was rented out for several years.